Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the entire Mahadasha basic energies, I'll directly dive into the Mahadasha Antardasha sequencing, the sequence of unfolding of your karmas. Let's begin directly because there's lots of content to cover. Let's start with the Ketu Mahadasha and Ketu Antardasha, which is for a period of 13 months. The blend is there'll be a double destructive fire, pure moksha force, rapid dissolution of identity, roles, attachments, everything. Remember, when any Mahadasha, Antardasha of the same planet kicks in, Ketu, Ketu, Jupiter, Jupiter, and so on, that's called the Dasha Sandhi period. Your soul is trying to get used to the new playing field. Okay, so there'll be like a void space. You'll not know what's going on in your life. Let it be any Mahadasha, Antardasha. If it is the same planet Mahadasha, Antardasha, there'll be a period of void. Your soul is trying to adjust. The psychological inner field is towards solitude, silence, minimalism, introversion. Identity markers feel hollow. Your identity will essentially disappear during the entire Ketu Mahadasha, but in different styles. Your old roles in career, family lose meaning. Attraction will come towards occult sciences, Jyotish, Tantra, meditation, philosophy, history, archaeology, hidden knowledge intensifies. Past life imprints will come to play. Fast closure of old karmic loops, unresolved samskaras rise and get purged. This is the purging cycle. Ketu is the highest purging cycle you can imagine. A clearing of profession, friendships, relationships, residence or duties, and any one or more of all of this stuff. Sudden events force the alignment to a very desperate kind of closure. Next one. Ketu Mahadasha Venus Antardasha, which is approximately 20 months. Here, Ketu will detach or create higher knowledge of Venus kind of. Detachment means detachment from spouse, from love, from pleasure, from wealth, from beauty, from creativity. Okay, Ketu will essentially create detachment with whatever it sits in. So it's in this case Ketu and Venus. So the psychological shift will be from romantic craving to a spiritualized form of love. There is devotion, there is bhakti, there is pilgrimage. What is real love? Ketu asks the question, what is true beauty? Okay, beyond all the physicality of it, because Ketu is hardly interested in anything physical. Karmic bonds involving relationships, lovers, finances, sensuality and creativity are exposed. Ketu strips unhealthy attachments while allowing spiritually aligned Venus kind of energies to take root. Outer life will appear as relationships, breakups, divorces, redefinitions. You can have quick partnerships and quick dissolutions also. Next, Ketu Mahadasha Sun Antardasha for a period of approximately 6 months. Ketu and Sun, it'll take you to your Pitris, to your ancestors. Sun is where all our soul ancestry comes from. This detachment burns false pride, dismantles identity built on external validation. So important, isn't it? We think external validation is everything in this life. It's hardly anything when it comes to your own karma. Karmas around father, authority figures, bosses, governments, ego wounds come to surface. False identity will collapse when Ketu Mahadasha is going on. Leadership karma is purified. Father-related imprints are bought up for resolution. Outer life appears as career or authority resets, conflict with bosses, getting away from job, getting fired from a job, or you leaving it abruptly. All of these things related to Sun and Ketu will happen. Next, Ketu Mahadasha Moon Antardasha for a period of 10 months approximately. Ketu plus Moon will cause extensive emotional purification and extensive intuition. Ketu Moon always gives intuition 101. Childhood patterns, mother-related karmas, old grief surface, even your ancestral maternal DNA will come to fruition here. I spoke of this in the Moon Mahadasha, you can look it up. Strong intuitive urges, vivid dreams, desire for silence, clean food, like going vegan or something like that, simple environments. Okay, Karmas related to mother, caregiving, emotional memories, psychological patterns emerge. Home, family, residence changes. Why fourth house, moon, mother, homeland? You might go abroad somewhere. You might go abroad on a pilgrimage because Ketu is a pilgrim by nature. Next. Ketu Mahadasha, Mars Antardasha for approximately a period of 7 months. Mars here will create detachment from any action. You go into inaction because Mars is an action-oriented guy. Ketu comes there, he'll detach you from that. Strong drive for discipline, yoga, fasting, martial practice, sadhana. So it takes spiritual form. You might go into bodily movements like Tai Chi, Qigong, and so on. Because Mars is body, but Ketu is spiritual, so it might draw you towards those kinds of practices. Physical exercise, not necessarily exercise in that context. Karmas around anger, courage, conflict, land, property, masculine energy activate. Wherever you have this in your samskara, it will come forth. Decisive action becomes necessary. Dispute, property matters, emergencies, mechanical or technical issues, all will be resolved in these 7 months. It's short. Ketu's period is only 7 years, but it is so much packed in that. Next, Ketu Mahadasha, Rahu Antardasha, 13 months. Core blend is this full activation. Now you're completely headless, okay? Because you are going towards a complete renewal. Rahu Ketu is your ancestral DNA 101, full karmic axis. So, attachment versus detachment. You are polarized to the maximum here. Inner split, withdrawal versus ambition, mental turbulence. Obsession and detachment alternate very quickly. Intuition spikes but is clouded by restlessness. Your identity will feel stretched to the max between extremes. Old samskaras activate through Ketu, new karmic desires ignite through Rahu. So the shadow desires, illusions, fears, addictions, foreign life karmas reveal themselves. Sudden breaks, sudden gains, sudden losses. You can imagine the hectic nature of this. Ketu Mahadasha, Jupiter Antardasha for a period of approximately 11 months. Jupiter produces wisdom, and when it's combined with Ketu, the detachment will go on a higher level. You will come across higher wisdom in this. Life lessons will start integrating. All those headless things you went through, Rahu Antardasha, will start making sense in the highest possible meaning for you individually speaking. Attachment to scriptures, philosophy, spiritual sciences, mentorship increases. Inner peace and meaning return. Okay, because Jupiter relieves you of all that burden, isn't it? Then comes Saturn Antardasha for a period of approximately 12 months. The core blend, Ketu plus Saturn, creates detachment from work. It will kick you out of any work you are doing. Saturn plus Ketu will remove you from the jobs, business, whatever you are doing as earthly stuff. Simplicity, maintaining simplicity, you will become literally like a saint, like a monk in this period. Whatever work you do also will be of a very spiritual dimension. You will start living a simplistic life, like those people who run off to camps, living in the wildlife and so on, that kind of an energy. Last one, Ketu Mahadasha, Mercury Antardasha for approximately 11 months creates analytical, creates a higher kind of subtle intelligence. It may even have breaks in speech. Intellect becomes precise, minimalist, spiritually attuned. You may turn towards deep study, occult learning, writing occult kind of books, journaling, system building and so on. So all things related to Mercury becomes more graduated. Ketu will make you graduate in whatever it takes you through in the Mahadasha and Antardasha. Okay? What you thought before, what you have been trained and programmed by your society, race, culture, religion, every single thing is taken out and thrown into the garbage can. Ketu says, let's get real. Ketu is a very real stuff. It is your spirit. It is your spirit unfolding. It is your life lesson. That was a really marathon session, I guess. 10 minutes, okay. I never thought I could wrap that up in 10 minutes. I thought I would have to do it in 2-3 parts. Okay, this seems good enough for all of you to digest. I shall see you in the next, all you Ketu Mahadasha people, you have my utmost sympathy. If you need some consultation, you can get in touch. If you need all the content, it is right here on this channel. This channel is meant for you. All you come here. Okay? Take care, be safe.